just one halakha in the laws of berachot. An interesting case that the Ben Ish Chai brings down in Parashat Pinehas, Ot Tet Zayin. So the Ben Ish Chai says a case of it where a person is eating two fruits. One fruit is for sure Borei Pri Haetz, and the second fruit is questionable, so Mahloket, if it's Borei Pri Haetz or Borei Pri Adama. Classic example of this would be the banana. The banana, although we have the minhag to make Borei Pri Adama, like it's Masra from Maran, however, it is a Mahloket how to classify a banana. Is it a Haetz or is it a Adama? So the question would be, a person is eating an apple, which is vaday etz, and a banana. What's the problem over here? Problem is, if he eats the apple and says borei pri haetz, could be now he cannot make a beracha on the banana because it's covered. So the Ben Ish Chai says, in this case, you make a beracha on the vaday, which is the apple, and you have explicit kavana not to be poter the banana. So you say, borei pri haetz, I want only on that, I do not want to be poter the banana with this beracha. Only then would you allow to be make a beracha of adama on the banana. However, if a person just made stam a beracha, borei pri haetz, and didn't have this negative kavana, he cannot make a beracha on the banana. It's niftar, it's poter from the haetz that he made. So that's what he should do. Haetz, but kavana not to be poter, then he makes an adama. Similarly, there's a mahloket. Chama Avdiyah brings it down in his the Chazor Avdiyah Tu Bishvat Adnish Ayin Zayin in Kowid. The Gaber rice. Rice that is cooked, but is still whole grain. Like our rice. When we're eating our rice, even though it's cooked, it's still shalin, it's still complete grains of rice. So even though Maran says to make a mizonot on such rice, there are opinions that say since it's still complete, even though it's cooked, you make a borei pri adama. So rice becomes, cooked rice becomes another case of sefik. So now let's say a case of guys eating vegetables. Right, vegetables with rice. So in that case over there, Al-Chama Vadiyah says again, make the beracha on the vaday first. Make the beracha on the adama, on the vegetables, and have kavana when you make the beracha on the adama, not to be poter the rice. And then you can make a mizonot on the rice. But if you said adama on the vegetables, and you didn't have this kavana, so then already you cannot make a beracha on the rice, because maybe it was covered by the borei pri adama that you made. And therefore it's a very, very common case that happens. A person has vegetables with some rice, so in that case over there, make the beracha on the vaday, have kavana not to be poter the whole rice that's cooked, and then he can make a mizonot. But if he didn't, he does not make a beracha on the rice. So those are two cases that Rachav Avdiyah brings down in the halakha and daf resh ayin zayin. Wow.